back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Speaking of Trump and speaking of his future prospects, such as they are, a development happened in Manhattan, New York City, that's going to directly affect it. Unlike the mayoral race out there, which still hasn't been totally counted because the absentee ballots hadn't all come in time to be counted, and they're being counted as of today, and they have ranked choice voting, so they don't just count first ballots with their first choice of somebody, but your second, third, fourth, and fifth, and then they constantly reassess them. The DA race did not have ranked choice voting. It did not have ranked choice voting. As you know, I'm not a fan of ranked choice voting, but the DA race did not have it. And a fellow named Alvin Bragg, B-R-A-G-G, won it with 34% of the vote. The immediate runner-up was a woman named Farhadian Weinstein. She actually was a perhaps one of the most, if not most, qualified people in that field. She had extensive prosecution experience, including under Cyrus Vance, the outgoing DA, and would have been a terrific choice. But the more I read and see about Alvin Bragg, I'm beginning to be cautiously optimistic that he will be very good too. He's a guy with extensive prosecution experience, both the state and the federal level. And he has made it clear, he hasn't tipped his hand. He's dispassionate. He's independent, the way a prosecutor has to be, but he has made it very clear in the past that he will not hesitate to bring suit against Trump or a Trump entity if the facts warrant, not for political reasons, but if the facts warrant. And apparently he has done that as a prosecutor in the past against some Trump interests, not Trump himself. So Cyrus Vance, the outgoing DA, left him with a major gift, and that is a lot of the work done on the prosecution of the Trump organization and the Trump higher-ups. You have Alan Weisselberg, the accountant, actually, apparently, according to Michael Cohen, the lawyer who went to prison, he's not a CPA, he's a bookkeeper, but he was the head financial guy, the head money guy, led in handcuffs into court. This is the chief financial officer of the Trump organizations. The chief lawyer for the Trump organizations, Michael Cohen, a few years ago was led into court in handcuffs and went to prison. This is giving rise to the meme. MAGA, M-A-G-A, really means my accountant got arrested. And that's what's happened. Now, you have a company where your chief financial officer is in handcuffs in court. Your chief lawyer is in handcuffs in court and goes to prison. The company itself is indicted. You can indict a company. You can't put a company in jail, but you can indict a company, the corporate entity. You can make it a felon. You can fine it. You can be subject to forfeitures. Prosecutors are very reluctant to do that because that can kill a company. What happens is reputable banks, when they see that, will call loans. They can. There are disclosures and there are conditions in loan documents that certainly on conviction and sometimes on mere criminal charging can let them call a loan to protect themselves because they may not get paid. Now, crooked lenders like Vladimir Putin are not going to call any loans if they think he can be president again because he was servile to Putin and tried to bust up NATO for Putin. But major commercial banks could call the loans, which would be impossible to pay when it's a run on the bank, except the company's the bank. Can't pay it. If operations get shut down and nobody takes any pleasure in that, you don't just have the chief financial officer out of work. You have people in his hotels that make the beds, that cook the food, that serve the food, that wash the dishes, the groundskeepers, that mow the fairways, the golf pros, that give lessons, that kind of thing. These kind of people can lose their jobs. So this is not something you do lightly, and you do it with great reluctance. But here, there was so much evidence of fraud. You remember Leona Helmsley? Leona Helmsley was the hotel magnate who paid no taxes. Everything got charged to the hotel. Her grocery bills, the hotel would pay for, the company would pay for it, her cars, her home, everything. She's the one that told her maid, when her maid looked around the house and said, "Boy, you must pay a lot of taxes. This is a mansion." And she said, "Only little people pay taxes." She got convicted of tax fraud and went to prison. And what happened here is the senior people of the Trump organizations got Mercedes Benzes, expensive New York apartments, private school tuition for their kids in Manhattan, which is very, very expensive, and a lot of other things, apparently including utility bills and garage rentals. A garage rental in Manhattan can be the same as an apartment rental in Milwaukee or parts of Madison. And they got all that. And they didn't pay income tax on it. The company took a deduction anyway. It wasn't a gift. You can't do that. Leona Helmsley didn't do it. It has nothing to do with whether you're Trump or anyone else. And that is pending. Well, Alvin Bragg, 34%. He got no ranked choice voting. I'll tell you, Attorney Weinstein, the runner-up, had 30%. It's pretty close. And if there had been ranked choice voting, she would have held back a little bit, because it would depend on who put them down as second choice until one of them got 50%. But she did the right thing, the stand-up thing. She said, "All right, I lost by 4%. That's a healthy enough margin. I congratulate him, and I cede the election." And that was very healthy. It was very healthy for New York. It was very healthy for law enforcement. And most important, it was very healthy for the Trump prosecution, because if she had contested it, even on a long shot, you know Trump, he would have said, "This is an illegitimate election. The people that hate me are trying to squeeze in a guy who's out to get me. A fair prosecutor with a little experience would have done this or that or the other thing," and he would have muddied the waters. I'll tell you what, he has already around the country said publicly, "Well, look at the dispute over ranked choice voting in New York and cries of irregularities. Well, that's what happened everywhere else, and that's why I lost the presidential election, and that's all false. That's absolutely false. There's no ranked choice voting anywhere involving Donald Trump in that presidential primary or the presidential election itself. Nothing. There's none of that." And he lost by over 100,000 votes in Michigan, 70,000 or more in Pennsylvania, 20,000 in Wisconsin. In Arizona and Georgia, I don't know, somewhere in 14,000 to 20,000, that area. In Nevada, he won. And that did it for Joe Biden. Joe Biden won all those states. Trump's trying to overturn that. So anything, any hiccup, any burp about an election in a blue state, he's going to cry foul and claim that that's exactly what happened in his elections. And of course, that is not exactly what happened in his election. It has nothing to do with his election at all. But it's good news that New York has settled on a prosecutor. He does have a Republican opponent. That Republican opponent isn't going to get Schneider. That Republican is not going to get anything. The guy's not going to get elected. Democrats outweigh or outnumber Republicans 7-1 in Manhattan. So that's what's going to happen. It's going to be Alvin Bragg. And I am very relieved to read more about him and realize that he has some depth of prosecution experience. And he's also a guy who's not afraid of a fight, and he's not afraid to take on Donald Trump, not at a political revenge or anything of that nature, but simply because you can't put Leona Helmsley in prison and not the people that do the same thing. You can't do it. And they're putting pressure on Alan Weisselberg, and I think it will be productive. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.